Nancy Pelosi, a seven-term member of Congress from California, was officially sworn in as the Democratic Party whip yesterday. She replaces David Bonnier, who's running for governor of Michigan. That means Pelosi is second in line to be Speaker if Democrats regain the House. No woman has ever risen so high in the ranks of Congress, NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports.
Nancy Pelosi celebrated by inviting all the women who are now or have ever been in Congress to lunch. They gathered, a group surprisingly large and shockingly small, in a carved and gilded room at the Library of Congress. Nancy Pelosi noted that of the thousands of people who served in the House of Representatives since the beginning, just over 200 have been women. 60 of them are serving now. Many of them were in the room. Geraldine Ferraro spoke. She left the House after three terms to run for vice president on the Democratic ticket in 1984. When we talked to her, she said, "The possibility that Nancy Pelosi may one day be Speaker of the House is another such breakthrough."
That is huge. It is huge. And I don't think that a better candidate and a better person to take this step is available than Nancy Pelosi.
When Ferraro was elected in 1978, she was one of only 16 women in the House.
With women, we had the burden of proving that we were competent. With men, they were clothed with the presumption of competence as soon as they walked in the door. I was stunned by how differently we were treated by virtually everybody, including the guards at the door that stopped me, and they never did that with the guys.
Other women shared similar memories. Elizabeth Holtzman was elected from New York in 1972. She recalls another member asking her to get him coffee. But she pointed out she also had opportunities to do things women had never done.
When Barbara Jordan and I were on the House Judiciary Committee during Watergate, first time women had ever sat on the House Judiciary Committee, Democratic women, the country saw us and we didn't let them down, and we showed the Congress that women could do just as good a job as men. I think that that was an important breakthrough, too.
A Republican woman from Maryland who was elected the same year says she came convinced she could handle the House. Marjorie Holt thought she could make being one of the few women work for her.
I got the committee assignment that I wanted, the Armed Services Committee. And I think that a lot of it was because I was a woman and they wanted to make absolutely sure that they weren't mistreating me. Now, if you went beyond being cutesy and sweetsy and started pushing legislation, then you ran into that iron curtain, that glass ceiling that they really tried to put a stop to it.
Mrs. Holt says seeing Pelosi move up to whip means to her women are now on a different, more equal basis. Jane Harman is in the House now. There are 16 Democratic women representing just her state of California. I asked her if Nancy Pelosi's new position in the House represents real change.
I think Nancy is a sea change in the Congress. I think she brings enormous skills to the business of politicking. She's a pro. The fact that she is a woman will also help demonstrate to the majority of our population, who happens to be female, that we have arrived.
Presiding over her lunch yesterday, Nancy Pelosi talked about a meeting at the White House, the congressional leadership, and the president. They sat down at the cabinet table.
And it's a rather large table. But what dawned on me was that this was it. There we were at that table. And that no woman had ever sat there in that capacity before in that over 200 years of our country's history.
For the women at the lunch, Republicans and Democrats, all of whom have experienced the possibilities and frustrations of serving in Congress, Nancy Pelosi, standing on the leadership ladder, was a sight to celebrate. For NPR News, I'm Linda Wertheimer in Washington.